Okay, so you're thinking about a job change, department change, or even a career path change altogether. You may be ready to move forward in your career, or you're even thinking about a different position or another department, doing something absolutely different in your career path altogether. Should you make that move? Well, we'll find out when we come back right here on this episode of Working the Dash Podcast with TK. What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK, and guess what? We're right back here on another podcast episode. Well, the weather outside is frightful, but I am absolutely delighted to be here. If you are experiencing a winter white day, I am so happy for you because I just absolutely love the snow. I love how pristine it is, and you know, snow just, it has no permission from anyone to do what it does. It's just so beautiful. I know it's frigid outside. There are some temperatures that are literally in the negative. It is below freezing in places. And yes, all of the messiness that comes with ice and, you know, this beautiful weather. However, I just want you to take time and bask in the elegance of what we call winter. Well, as we are moving closer and closer to the top of a new year, inside of a new season, you know how it is. You start thinking about changes. You start thinking about results. And I want to just ask you all a question out there. Are you feeling stuck or are you a little bit complacent? Are you wanting to make a career move? Are you wanting to start walking the streets of your organization and just really trying to see where you actually fit in? Because most of us, we start jobs where we, you know, what we call got our foot in the door. We get our feet in the door and we just say, hey, I'm just gonna get my foot in the door and I'll be fine. I'll get in and I'll move. But after getting your foot in the door, sometimes, let's just admit it, we become very complacent in that role. And whether or not we're happy with that job or with that role, or even with the environment, because you do know that, you know, we don't just interview for jobs, we interview environments, we interview for things that are not toxic to us. So we sometimes just start to deal with that and we become very complacent and we just say, hey, I got my foot in the door. Then 3 years later, you look up, you're still doing the same job. You're watching people come in and out and you're watching people get promoted in and around you. And you have affixed your mind to believe that where you are is where you should be and where you should remain. Well, I'm here to challenge that. And I want to push you today a little bit out of your comfort zone, give you some wings. You know, there's a drink out there. It's an energy drink. And it says that if you drink it, it will give you wings. Well, let me tell you here, I'm going to give you some wings and I'm going to give you some wind. Not only am I going to give you some wings, but I am going to give you some wind. I want to get you some energy. I want to blow some energy in your area and just help you to realize that when you start feeling stagnant and you're no longer being watered to grow or pushed out of your comfort zone in your job role or in your career, it may be time for you to start looking around the career streets for something else. And that's not always a bad thing. Now, I am definitely, let me put a pin here. I'm not suggesting, especially for young people, you know, there's a big thing out there about quiet quitting. So I'm definitely not suggesting that you start job hopping and just job hunting just because, you know, you feel like things are not going right. Sometimes there are jobs that actually grow us up. There are jobs that develop us. So just because we have a little tiff or a little tension, it's not always a pleasant road, but everything is not always for your discomfort more than it is for your development. Now, that was a very powerful statement I just made. Everything that hurts is not only simply designed for discomfort, it is designed to develop you. So there are jobs that I have had, let me just not say the job. Let me be clear. There have been managers, there's been leaders that have been in my life and a part of my career path that have, to me, not been the best person, but because of who they were, it taught me what not to be. So yes, it was uncomfortable working in that environment, but it became a learning phase for me. So John Maxwell always says, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. So we've never lost in this journey. We always learn. So I just want to elevate that just a little bit by saying you need to set yourself up to be recognized. Hey, if you want to stay inside of your organization and you're saying, I'm tired of being whatever it is that you are. So let's just say, I'll just use TK. I remember coming into a job as the receptionist, but I knew that I could maximize that role. I knew everything that I could bring, but I wanted to be a part of that job, and I wanted to be a part of that organization. So I took what was available. And as I started matriculating in that role, I started seeing there are other things on the horizon inside of that organization that I wanted to be a part of. So I felt like, hey, I don't have to just stay here, right? I don't just have to stay here. Even in my current job, I started in the Office of Financial Aid for Strayer University. So shout out to Strayer University. They're not paying me to shout them out, but I love my job. So hey, there you go. There's a freebie. I started out as a student account representative, but I knew deep within my soul, after I really started getting inside of my job role and I understood how much I loved helping students and I loved helping faculty and internal partners, and I knew what I was called to do and I knew where I could add value, I started volunteering for spaces because I knew that I was more than where I was. I'm gonna say that again. I was more than where I was. I was more than what I was getting paid. I was more than what the desk or the cubicle that I was occupying. So I started putting myself in position. I'm not going to share with you that this was an easy feat. Okay. So this was not just something that I just woke up and one day it happened. No, you have to work. You have to work at this. So set yourself up to be recognized for the value that you bring. Now, a lot of times we're told, you know, be humble and, you know, you don't have to make a big fuss about who you are. Hey, why not? You are it, so you deserve it. So make the fuss about who you are. And you know, we know how to do that in the most humble way. You just have to start raising your hand, putting yourself in the places. I will just share with you, although you're doing a great job and you're doing the work that's seen, there are a lot of managers, you know, who will never see that. Directors who will never see that because you're not really in their face. You're doing the work on the ground level, but you're not in their face enough for them to know the value that you bring. So you have to start doing what? You have to do like those people that are out there on that tarmac waving those big yellow or orange flags to that big old plane. You've got to put yourself in that capacity. You've got to start waving your flags. Okay. You've got to start waving those flags and set yourself up to be recognized for the value that you bring. If you're looking for exposure, here's something that you can do. And it's something that I did, something that I currently do. I'm very consistent in this and my managers are very open to it. I ask my managers for stretch roles in departments that I feel I might find interesting. Now, what is that all about? What I might find interesting may not be something that I really should go into. I may feel like, oh, because I can, do a podcast, that maybe the marketing team is good for me. Well, if you take a stretch role in that team, you know, I may find out that, you know, they may have me on analytics. I may not want to be on that part. I may want to do something else. There may not be, you know, it may not be what I'm thinking that it is. And I'm just using that as a very arbitrary example. So if you feel like it doesn't fit, it might not, but you get the point. So here's the scope of that. You can raise your hand and say, hey, can I take a stretch role over in training, the training department, or can I take a stretch role over in IT? That means you keep your current job. You're still reporting to your same boss or your manager, your director. You're still reporting to them, but you're working in conjunction with your manager of your department and the person who's over that stretch role. So if you feel like IT is something you really, really want to go into, you'll get an opportunity maybe for an hour a week or 30 minutes every 4 days or something to that effect to see inside of that department. Now, after working in that stretch role, you may say, oh, this is not for me. Or it could be the total opposite. You can see where I really feel like this is something, this is what's hitting my passion point. This is what will wake me up in the morning and not have me complaining all day, every day, making my area toxic. This is what I need to be doing. Well, as you do those stretch rolls, if something comes up, and when it does, it will come up, trust me, it will. When something comes available, if you have been the person in their face, you are the person in their face. Why not? You become now a star candidate to that interview process because obviously you've been there, you've accepted the role, you've also maintained your relationship and your job duties, your functions, your responsibilities in your current and primary role. Now, your stretch role does not take precedence over your primary role. Your stretch role is an add-on. So in your primary role, if that week is just not favorable to go do a part of your stretch role, then you always choose your primary role over that. So that also gives you credibility. That also allows your manager to really speak highly of you and say, yes, you know, even though TK was doing this stretch role, she was very, very competent in this area. She knew how to balance, she knew how to manage, she knew how to juggle both, and it worked in her favor. So yes, let's give her a chance. And then when it's time to interview, they're off for you, yada, 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 boom, you got the job. Hey, we're partying and we're well on our way. So that's one thing. So as the season is shifting and changes here, I'm just encouraging you to truly place yourself in an unforgettable position by extending yourself also to, you all know what I'm getting ready to say, certifications. Now, I am the unofficial, official spokesperson for LinkedIn. LinkedIn does not pay me to advertise them, but I am the unofficial, official spokesperson for LinkedIn because I absolutely love what LinkedIn Learning brings to the forefront. You can grab free certifications. Of course, the LinkedIn Learning account is a little bit more. It does cost. However, if you are at a job, most of your jobs will offer LinkedIn Learning free. It is a complimentary service to your LinkedIn profile from your job. So ask if you all have access to LinkedIn Learning. I have access to LinkedIn Learning, and guess what? I use LinkedIn Learning. I use it and I get those certifications. They're able to post right to your wall of LinkedIn when you have your wall and your profile of LinkedIn when you have completed those certifications. So that also gives you a little bit more credibility. It actually sets you up foundationally. And I'm just letting you know, it actually shows too that you're willing to intentionally put yourself in a situation to learn. You're always willing to learn something else without it being prompted by a manager or prompted by, you know, somebody saying this is what you have to do. So make sure we definitely get onto some of those learning. And there's a lot of learning applications and learning tools and resources out there. But I'm just saying, if LinkedIn is a part of your job, ask about LinkedIn Learning and see if you can get that complimentary so that you can add those certifications. Well, listen here, there's so many ways to set yourself apart by raising your hand, volunteering, become a resource for your colleagues. So try this to get unstuck. Your job should not turn you into a pillar of salt or a brick of cement. It should not turn you into that. You should not just be happy being cemented. You should not be happy being stuck. You should not be happy complacent and complaining because you're seeing people moving and you're still in the same situation. So today I'm giving you again wings and win. So set yourself up. Literally be a person to liberate yourself through always trying to learn something. I love my job as a corporate trainer of learning and development insights. I am an insights professional with learning and development. And I am known to my colleagues as a subject matter expert because I put myself in the position to learn more. I serve in the capacities that are approved outside of my circle. If it's not in my job role, I'm always very transparent with my manager, letting them know, hey, I want to expand my career focus. I want to expand my professional portfolio. And because I have great managers, I am given the opportunity to grow. They give me that water, they give me that professional nourishment, and I always ask for feedback. Let me tell you something about feedback. Do not be afraid to receive it. Feedback is a gift. In fact, in my role, because I am a quality analyst and I do have to train, I call feedback feed forward, because the only way we can move forward is to apply feedback. Okay, so make sure we move forward in that. I know this is it's getting to the end. I'm almost finished there, my people. I'm just letting you know. I'm so excited about this, because I just want to share with you again. I'm trying to spark that wind of change. The reason I serve in the capacities that I do is because even in my job, I've become what is known as an enterprise level thinker. I think at an enterprise level, and I'm a thought leader. That's what I'm known as. I'm known as a thought leader, and I'm viewed as that in my organization, because I am able to sit at multiple tables. Why? Because I've got my yellow, my orange flags out. I've become a champion. I've become an ally. I'm just sharing with you what I have done to let you know that it doesn't take anybody special to do it, right? I'm just saying, I'm not demeaning who I am by saying that. I'm just sharing with you that I'm nobody special. I don't have any special set of friends working in HR. Nobody owes me a favor. None of that. I have just put my orange flags out there. I've waved my flags. I've raised my hand, and I have begun to get the notice that's necessary to continue pushing me in other levels of my career trajectory. So with that being said, I just want you to know that every single day you need to figure out how you can add value. And because I come in every single day trying my best to add value, I endeavor to be one of the ones that occupy the space that I know that I'm qualified to occupy. So no, this is not a bragging session. It was just a session to tell you that sharing this, I'm sharing this. It only takes ordinary people with extraordinary drive to make impressionable impact. Oh, and let me say this one last thing as I funnel down to this close. Just as God is with me, He is with you. And He's given you the power on the inside to be all that He's created you to be. And listen, the people who know their God shall do exploits. And the people who are true to themselves shall continue to create positive change. Okay? So the new year awaits. New opportunities are on the horizon. So I look forward to your professional success and testimonials of how your actions will produce long-awaited results, and you'll be able to get yourself moved out of that complacent C-minute position and show forth some awesome results. Well, my friends, I've been on long enough. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of each other. This is your call to action. Share this podcast with someone, and we'll chat again real soon.